Hello and welcome to the Working for Spirit podcast. This is Michelle Barr, and we are still doing our Find Your Freedom series. I've got more to bring you today. You can find the entire series and the whole podcast from beginning up until now. A lot of great teaching and training, several special training series at WorkingForSpiritPodcast.com. Today, I want to talk to you about something that's super important, something I had to learn really early on. It's not the most fun thing to talk about, but when I talk about it, I get a lot of ahas and insight and powerful tool for my clients to use where suddenly things make sense. Our mind, when things start going wonky or not as we expected, can really confuse us. And then our mind races to make up reasons for things happening. But your mind is a tool and it's a computer, and it can only go back and grab whatever it's already known. So unfortunately, it creates bringing up old patterns, old habits based on your own limiting beliefs, and it makes up stories, and then you believe those stories, and then it can stop you in your tracks. I call today's talk Holding Steady While It All Goes to Hell. And I want to talk to you about this, and I really want you to get it. It has been one of my most life-saving, life-changing, game-changing tools. So get ready for your big aha and to apply this in your life in a powerful and practical way. Where are we going, and why am I in this handbasket? Ugh. It always makes me sad when I have a client right there at a breakthrough who no-shows her next appointment. I know that means she's right there doing the work and things are changing, but she doesn't always know that. She is knee-deep, sometimes neck-deep in the discomfort and the pain. That's where I meet you the most. Suddenly feeling like she's fighting for her life. And in this moment, nothing could be more appealing than going back to the familiar and numbing out. You know those times you can't even explain it logically to yourself, or you can only see it in hindsight, where the pressure of all the energies and the pressure of what's popping up sends you running back to what is safe and comfortable, even though it no longer serves you, and it's often not good for you at all. It's certainly not moving you toward what you say you want most. Right this moment, I want you to understand, right this moment, everything in your world exists because it is an energetic match to you. Really get this. It is in alignment with your energy. The good, the bad, the ugly, all of it is in the mix. When you change, your energy shifts, and everything and everyone around you responds to it. You see where I'm going here? This can show up as people who suddenly start getting irritated or upset or being very emotional around you. Your children may act out. Your pets might get sick. Things in your home may start breaking down. I have had all of these things happen to me. I find this particularly happens when I go away to a conference or a retreat. And I'm going to tell you, because it happened early on a lot more. Now I'm aware of it and I do the work I need to. There's a lot that I teach you, that I teach my clients and students that I've learned, because you don't have to learn all these lessons the hard way. You can learn them with grace and ease, and you can do the work, the energetic work first on the front end. But back, I didn't know. So when I would go to a conference or a retreat where I'm doing a lot of inner work or up-leveling or shifting into new awareness and insight, one of these in particular, back in the beginning of building and growing my business, and I went to my big first live event, which opened my eyes to people actually doing what I was feeling called to do, being what I was visioning that I was being called to be, and having what I wanted, needed, and desired. I attended a conference that changed me profoundly and literally shifted the path of my business as well. I started thinking bigger. I saw that what my mind could comprehend and what I was building was not nearly what my soul and spirit had in mind for me, and what would bring me the most abundance and fulfillment in my life. When I came home from that trip, my husband was a wreck over a bunch of little things. One of my children was acting out, and my dog was sick all night long upon my return. These things happened enough times to myself and others that I could really see. Within the next 2 weeks, two of my air conditioning units broke down, and then my water heater went out. When I tell you all of that happened in a space of 2 weeks, I'm telling you that conference, that event changed the trajectory of my entire business and my entire life. It was that powerful. I happened to go with a friend of mine. We were business partners and friends. And when she got home, similar things were happening to her. We got on the phone. It's like, yeah, my husband's acting up. Her husband had actually been acting up while we were still at the event. They can pick up on our shifts in energy. I also want to let you know, while at the event, we both had big money crap show up and start happening while we were away from home. I mean, now I know we were totally on the right track, because this was all a 1, 2, 3 doozy. During that time, these 2 weeks, when you're shifting and changing and everything around you, because it's in energetic alignment with you, starts popping up out of alignment. What you need to do most is often the most challenging thing to do. You need to hold your energy in that new space. You need to center and ground and stay put while all chaos swirls around you. When you do that, you allow everyone and everything to resettle in new energetic alignment with you, and you hold the change you have worked for. Just this, what I'm getting ready to tell you, that my coach told me and that I have gone on to tell my clients and students, when you know it, you can work through it better and more fully. If you can hold steady for 2 weeks, things will shift again in your favor and the payoff will arrive. You are not responsible for the effect your shifting and changing and growing and transforming and up-leveling and expanding at all levels has on other people. And what you will find, when we're being really honest about it, is a lot of people, even and especially some very close to you who love you and would say they support you, do not really do well when you start changing who you are and who you are in relation to them, and they become at their own survival level. I really want you to get this, at their own survival level, very invested in you staying the same. Let that land. So unfortunately, what we often do and what I did for many years was I read this wrong. You read this wrong. You think, I must not be meant to move in this direction. I'm obviously not supported by spirit in this. God said no. My angel said not now. My timing is off. I should try again when everyone else is in a better space. These are all false beliefs and limiting and self-sabotaging, and it will never work. I had a wonderful coach who taught me about this at the time I was going crazy in my world. She calls it dissonance. I also talk about it as resistance, as healing your crap, as your stuff coming up. Once you know what it is, and you can expect it, you can be freer to move forward, to use what is happening around you as tools for transformation. My coach's help at this time was invaluable. Because of it, I have changed so much of my life over the years and created it like I want it, creating financial freedom, money freedom, time freedom, the freedom to have the spiritual journey of my dreams, the freedom to not have money make my decisions, and to answer my calling over and over and over again, which brings me more and more blessings over and over and over again. Look, it can feel awful, I know, but it doesn't have to. When you don't know this, you can get stuck. Just as you are coming into contact with your big dream, have started setting intentions and goals for yourself, and are beginning to really reach toward the good things like freedom, prosperity, abundance, health, wealth, and success, and ultimately living an authentic life, which is physically, mentally, emotionally, financially, and spiritually a quantum more healthy for you with extreme happiness. Then you begin to invest the commitment and effort, and then you come to a screeching halt in the face of what shows up first. This causes you to lose momentum, wonder if it's worth it, and fall back into what is comfortable, familiar, and safe. And there you are. Notice, though, that I said what comes first. It does come first. The stuff, the crap. But it's a necessary and integral part of the process. And once you understand it, you can use it to create magnificent results. Now I know it's a beautiful sign that I am exactly where I'm meant to be, doing exactly what I am meant to be doing. I take it as a sign that I got this. I am so close. It helps me keep going. And so when my clients come to me and tell me that all hell has broken loose in their lives, we look at it together and I tell them, you're doing the work. You're so close, maybe just 3 feet from gold. Keep going. Hold steady for a couple of weeks. Center and ground. Claim your new energetic space, then allow everyone and everything else to come into new resonance with you. Don't let this part of the process get you stuck in inaction. Use this part of the process of manifesting to get unstuck, recover your momentum and to move powerfully into your greatest vision for your life, the highest and best version of you. That is where your happiness, your abundance, and your fulfillment lies. I promise you, suddenly your path becomes clearer, a way opens for you, and you can see the possibilities before you by learning to transform your resistance into powerful tools for transformation. You can move forward into allowing and receiving all that you desire and deserve. Overcome fear by moving from scared to sacred. I heard an interesting little story once about a man who had a dream that fear was chasing him. He ran and ran, but to no avail. Fear was right on his heels. Finally, exhausted, the man stopped running, turned, looked fear dead in the face, and said, "I give up. You got me. Now, what are you going to do to me?" To which fear softly responded, "I haven't the slightest idea. This is your dream." One little shift is all it takes to begin to create profound positive change in your life. A small shift in thinking, and then another and another, until you are thinking new thoughts, doing things differently, and being a greater version of you. Your new thoughts create new feelings, which create new actions, which create new results. And now you're in the positive spiral of transformation. Look at the word scared, and it may feel like a huge jump. It may feel like a huge jump from being scared to creating sacred success. The success that comes from making a living, doing something you love, that creates a sense of significance in your life, allows you to live your purpose, to bring your vision, your mission, your dreams, and your truth to the table. You create a lifestyle and a life you love that supports and sustains you. How about that? Scared and sacred, same letters, but when arranged differently, it makes all the difference. Imagine you're playing a game of Scrabble and you have all the letters in front of you. A, E, C, D, R, S. When you look at the letters, what do you see? One person sees scared. Another sees sacred. And you set about to build your word based on what you see. And you play the game with it. Do you see scared or sacred? Then you set about based on what you see to build your word, and then you play the game of life and business with it. So much of how you experience your life is perception. Everything comes through a filter, and that filter is you. It takes time and energy to begin to shift your mindset. At first, it feels like work, something you have to pay attention to. And then suddenly you're looking at the scrambled letters and seeing sacred more than scared. And then you are seeing sacred almost all the time. Each person looks at the pieces of their own life and sees what they are expecting to see. Each person, you look at the pieces of your own life and see what you are expecting to see. Maybe you've heard F-E-A-R, fear is just false evidence appearing real. Well, it's true. The problem with fear is that we have created a world in which we've lost the ability to use it as it was intended, a part of our feeling guidance system that puts us into fight or flight so we can fight the tiger in the bushes, kill it, or run away. Instead, we have created an endless supply of tigers in the bushes that we now have to deal with every day. Our bodies stay in a constant fight or flight coping pattern, and we burn ourselves out. We become absolutely exhausted. Creating is challenging when we aren't able to begin from a vibration of joy and when we can't summon the creative energy we need. Fear is simply a form of resistance. Recognize it for what it is. Then get clear, centered, focused, and moving. Bring more joy into your life right now, right away. If you are ready to move out of the fear that holds you back and move forward into a life of significance and success to create sacred success for yourself, here are some things you can do. I call them 10 touchstones to freedom, to step into who you are and take that out into the world. I want you to recognize something else about fear. We are born with only two fears. A mentor taught me this, and I have seen it to be true, and I've seen it talked about and written about by a lot of people since then. The fear of falling and the fear of loud noises. Everything else is programmed and conditioned into us. The other thing is they did some great scientifically backed studies where they measured fear and excitement in different people. They set up the brain waves, the nervous system, all the vitals, and fear and excitement. Can you believe it? They measure exactly the same in the body. So some people, when confronted with a risk, a challenge, an obstacle, a desire, a dream, an opportunity, experience fear, and others experience excitement. I used this very fact to train myself to get up on stage and then onto big stages, and then even onto stages as a platform medium and a big stage speaker and an author and a teacher, and turn that fear into excitement. Recognize it for what it was. 10 touchstones to freedom, to step into who you are and take that out into the world. Number one, get back into your own energy. Some of you are more familiar with this, and other people I find really don't fully understand or know what their own energy feels like, especially people who are highly sensitive, empathic, and intuitive, and have been throughout their lives. So they pick up other people's stuff and carry it around, and have even agreed to carry big family energy secrets and stories and programs and beliefs and patterns. This is something that is really good to do. Start doing every day, spending time in your own energy. And it's very beneficial right before you go to bed and you kind of let go and disconnect from everything that's going to zap your energy, that's going to drain you, all the people that have pulled on you all day and evening long. And you spend time sleeping and rejuvenating in your own energy. Number two, use your tools. Tools for transformation are many. Choose what you will use, what resonates for you. Don't get into overwhelm trying to apply everything. Learn as you go. Spirit will bring the right teachers, mentors, coaches, and tools into your life when you need them, if you will see the opportunities and say yes and step in. My coach's request to you is this: choose one tool that you already have and use it for 30 days. The key is that you are the integral tool. You learning to use your energy and your intuition to take charge of your life. Start building a toolbox full of tools that you can use before you get into crisis. These are tools that you can build into your daily spiritual practice. Identify your tools and use what you have. Recognize them and start using them as part of your daily spiritual practice, personal growth practice, whatever you want to call it, before you find yourself in crisis. That is not the time to go searching. Plug into a community, a tribe, to learn and share and grow. Know who to go to for help when you need it. This can be a trusted counselor, spiritual advisor, chiropractor, acupuncturist, pastor, mentor, coach, teacher, or guide. It's all well and good to have family and friends that we can confide in and talk things through with, but there comes a time when you really need someone who is not invested in your outcome and not personally invested in whether you change and transform or not. The most well-meaning people can get tripped up with this. It's often unconscious. Having been a therapist, a hospital chaplain, and a coach, intuitive and healer, mentor, teacher, spiritual advisor, spiritual director, all of those, I stand really strong on this. It's imperative for you. Clear the way. Number three, clear the way. Your intuition is there for you. It's coming in all the time, but your mental and emotional clutter are blocking you from receiving guidance and confusing you. Do the inner work and watch your outer world shift. Stop trying to change everyone and everything. And instead, change the filter it all comes through. This changes everything. Begin with a reflection. Ask yourself, what is one thing that is showing up in my life that I don't want, or one thing that is not showing up in my life that I do want? How does that make you feel? When have you felt like that before? What does it look like on the outside? Who are all the people who play out similar things throughout your life? Begin to identify patterns. That's another thing a coach, advisor, mentor can help you with. It's a big part of the work I do with my clients, is helping identify those patterns that they can't see. Identifying the patterns will lead you to your core issues. We each have just a few core issues that run everything in our lives: how we think, what we believe, what we do or don't do, how we react. At first glance, often people come to me with this long list of all these things that are going on in their lives, causing them discomfort and pain, and they don't see how they are all connected. They can't immediately see the patterns. So they tell me, I have so much going on, I don't know where to start, and I don't know how you could even help me with all of it. The thing is, with new awareness, suddenly you can see what is playing out, and then you are that much closer to changing it. Once you change from within, it stops showing up in your outer world. It really does. This is what I do with people every day, and I do for myself. Number four, baby step through it. If you have to, just stay in motion. Small steps create profound change. Get started now. Do something every day. That is why it is so important to get clear about what you want, what you really want, and where you want to be. You only need to know the destination you want right now, not the how. Remember, we leave the hows to the universe. Get clear about your vision, your mission, your dreams, and your truth. Allow this to be pleasurable. Spend time in this energy. Don't stress about it. This isn't a one-time answer, and you're not locked into what you choose right now. This will evolve as you do over and over and over again. Evolve, expand, up level. If you want to learn more about how to do this, I have a free 21-day email course. If you go to intuitivesuccesscoach.com, intuitivesuccesscoach.com, I provide this for you, and you'll start getting one email every day. And if you give me 15 or 20 minutes a day, 21 days, and go through it, this will become more than theory, because you'll be working through it to move forward in any area of your life. And then you'll be able to use it over and over again. It is so important to get into motion and stay in motion. Don't stop and start the energy. That takes a lot to get it flowing again. You learn to act, assess, adjust, course correct. Number 5, become a match for what you desire. I did a whole podcast you can find on becoming a vibrational match to what you desire. It's a big part of the work I've done in my own life and with my clients and students. Work with the essence of what you want. Begin with that. Really feel it and connect to it. Choose one thing or condition and work with it for 30 days. Number 6, manage your mindset. Einstein really said it best. We cannot solve our problems with the same thinking we used when we created them. You just can't create something new with your old way of thinking. New results require new thinking, which creates new energy, which leads to new action. Learning to manage my mindset and master my emotions have become huge in where I've gotten in my business and in my life. And it will be the same for you. Number 7, break free of what limits you. As you begin to do these things and to consciously engage, you will really begin to see what is no longer serving you. And you will begin to make decisions about what to let go of. As you work on empowering beliefs, you will experience the limiting beliefs that once held you back, and now they have lost their power. Bring them from the unconscious to the conscious, into your awareness, and they lose their power over you. Once you name them and claim them, they lose their hold on you. Now I can spot them a mile away, and then they disappear. There are a few, your core issue, that will come back throughout time, and you will want to catch it before it takes hold so it doesn't derail you. As you allow the new in, it becomes important to release the old, to let go of toxic environments, relationships, habits, and ways of being that are no longer in alignment with who you are becoming and where you are going. Number 8, connect with your vision, your mission, your dreams, and your truth. These things were placed within you for a reason. They are the best clues to help you get started moving in the direction of your dreams and desires to create a better life now. What positively charges you? What lights you up? What are you drawn to? What do you love to do? What are you best at? Why do you feel you are here? What keeps you up at night? Often where we see a problem or issue, where we keep asking why nothing is being done about it, we are being called to do something ourselves. When we think of something, search for it, and don't find it, then wish it existed, it is often for us to create ourselves. 9, give yourself full permission. the very first two steps of my move process, which I share with you, make a decision and own it. M, make a decision, and O, own it. There is great power in commitment. Once you make a decision, support yourself 100%. Don't let self-doubt, second-guessing, confusion, and beating yourself up waste your precious, vital life force and creative energy. Give yourself full permission. Support yourself 100%. And number 10, leap so you can soar. There is a great proverb that says, when we come to the edge of all we know and are about to take the leap into the unknown, we must know that one of two things will happen. There will be something solid for us to stand on, or we will grow wings and be taught how to fly. This is faith. I use this one over and over again, and it comes from boldly preparing for this moment, for becoming the master of your life and experience. Do the energetic work first. Clear the mental and emotional clutter. Let the inspiration flow. When you get the inspired thought, take immediate action. M-O-V-E, move. You are sitting on a gold mine. The treasure has been within you all this time. Fear is simply a form of resistance. Recognize it for what it is. Then get clear, centered, focused, and moving. Now, I want to talk to you about doing your part in the trust fall. This is another one that I talk about a lot with my clients and students. It was another turning point in my own life. Pretty much everything I share with you, yes, I've had mentors and teachers and coaches, and I'm a lifelong learner, and I go first. I have the experiences. I learn from them. I don't bring you anything until I trust it completely and fully. And then I share it with you. It happens to me a lot. I get contacted by people I've heard from before. I recognize them from my community. They may have come and heard me speak somewhere, and they are attracted to what I have to offer them. Something in them is telling them that I can help. Yet they come and go, and they never make a decision, and they never commit. I may not see or hear from them for up to a year. Then they come back again, still drawn, still speaking to their desires and dreams. And they ask me, how can I make this happen? I want to, but I want to share with you what I responded to someone who contacted me not too long ago. Hi, it's great to hear from you. Here is what I have to tell you. It is about making a decision and making a commitment to yourself. Then watching for the opportunities to show up to create the means to make it happen. As long as you are holding the energy and coming from the place of it, I will win, you'll continue to wait. When you're holding the energy and you're coming from the place of I will win or win then, you will continue to wait until the universe doesn't play the if, when, then game. There just really is no substitute for deciding to do it. I remember hiring my first coach and being so scared. How was I going to pay that every month? Where would it come from? But it did come every month, and I have not been without a coach since 2009, since that time. Let me know how I can serve you. Love and fire, Michelle. I see this so often, and I really wish I had another answer. I was searching for that answer myself for a long time. I wish I could really just tell you hey, just sit tight and the money will come streaming in. When the universe feels you're ready, you tell the universe when you are ready. When spirit thinks you can handle it, if the desire exists within you, then the means to attain it is already here. It already exists. That is universal law. When things are better, when you are stronger, you get better and stronger by being in it, by doing it, and growing and evolving along with what you are creating. It is a totally organic process, and you have to be engaged in it for it to work, because the universe also only responds to true need. Are you waiting until you're more prepared, have made time for it, cleared your major obligations, don't have so much you need to do for everybody else? You will always have things in your life, and stuff will always come up. These things show up over and over again as a response, as a match to the energy you are holding in your thoughts, beliefs, actions, and repeated patterns. So what are you really waiting for? I want to share with you an experience that I had in hopes that I can give you a true feel for what the energy feels like that will get you there. Until I had this experience, I didn't totally know myself. I want you to understand what energy you need to hold to make it happen. In my move process, I start everything with having you make a decision and then owning it 100%. And there is a reason for that. When I'm talking about making that decision and owning it, then visualizing it and executing it, M-O-V-E, I want to give you this example. It was so powerful, and I love how it showed up. A friend of mine was doing this extreme confidence boot camp, and I was one of the teachers in it. I love when I'm the teacher, and of course, I get to be the student, and I get to be challenged. I get the opportunity to walk my talk. I actually love how that is and how that works. Part of this involved this ropes course, and I found I had no fear about it. They had this two-story building with a setup, and you're up on tight ropes, you're harnessed, there's zip lines, you're walking on all these obstacles. I had no fear about any of that. Then there was this one thing I had tremendous fear and doubt about, and it took me by surprise, and that was the trust fall. A big part of this kind of boot camp is the way that you do anything is the way you do everything. And it all shows up. And you learn physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, really by going through these different exercises and working with that group dynamic and your own individual dynamic. What you really feel in the world and how you show up in the world will show up in this experience. I surprised myself with this trust fall. It just terrified me. And it was beautiful because we did it right before I was to teach this exact thing that I'm presenting now. Divine intelligence is divine. I give this talk all the time, all over, about mastering the art of taking action, about making a decision, the importance of committing fully to it and supporting yourself 100%. And this day I was giving this talk. So the instructor said, it's time for the trust fall. Basically, everyone in your group is standing in two lines facing each other and just holding out their arms. We were a group of mostly women that day. There are these steps leading up to this platform, and you are going to climb up these steps, turn your back to the group, and they've created this cradle with their arms, and you are going to fall backwards into their arms. Very quickly, I realized several things. I told you I'm a huge risk taker. I don't mind taking risks, but the risks I take, I'm counting on myself. I know I have everything I need and I have everything in place. So this felt to me like a risky risk. I can't even see the people. I don't know if they're going to catch me. I believe they have the intention to catch me. I trust them that much, but I don't know if they will. I don't know if they can. Can you begin to see how this might have played out first in my early life, then continued as I carried this energy with me? I've been bonding with them all day. I don't know if they can catch me, and I don't know if I want to count on that. Suddenly, it was a risk I did not want to take. I'm falling backwards into the unknown. All these things started coming up for me. And when I started teaching this material afterwards, it all came together. I want you to think about this. I let a lot of people go ahead of me, not knowing if I would even do this at all. And when they told me it was my turn, Michelle, you're doing this, I had not yet made the decision. In that moment, part of it was that pressure of, I'm getting ready to teach these people something. All eyes are on me. It was a beautiful chance for me to be vulnerable in a powerful way and make it a teaching moment while I was experiencing myself. It will happen over and over again. The minute you put yourself out there as a leader, a teacher, a coach, a healer, you will have the opportunity to grow yourself first. You can count on it. So in this moment, I made the decision. Going up those steps, I still did not know if I was truly going to do this. My mind was on overdrive. You don't have to do this. You could leave now. And some part of me was thinking, run out of this building screaming. I didn't know if I had it in me. And it was catching me by surprise. But there comes a point where you have to make a decision. And this is the part I really want you to understand. Climbing up those steps, I was saying, yeah, there are going to be some consequences if I choose not to do this. Nothing bad is going to happen to me, but I really want to come through for myself. I really want to do this. And I feel like I need to do it. You need to get comfortable with getting uncomfortable to move forward. And that's something I'm always telling my clients and students. So guess what? Drinking my own medicine. Again, I have to walk my talk. They were all getting uncomfortable in all kinds of ways throughout the day. This was my moment. When you get to the top, you turn away from the crowd. And they have given you this very specific way you have to stand. And here's the gold. You have to cross your arms. You have to straighten your body. Your legs have to be a certain way and your feet. And you assume this position before you fall. So in that moment, I had to make a decision and own it 100%. And then I had to visualize myself doing it. And then it's time to execute it. All of this happened in a matter of minutes. There was no room for second guessing or self-doubting. That comes before you make the decision. Because once you make the decision and you start that momentum backwards, which is you start the action, if you come out of that position, you're going to hurt the people who are trying to help you. You're going to hurt yourself and it becomes dangerous. Perfect setup for me. It was a moment where once I made the decision, I had to support myself 100%. Do you see? There's no way to stop myself once I set this in motion. I knew that. I could feel it the moment I got into this position. And I said, in a moment, I am going to fall backwards. I cannot stop myself. Once I start falling, I cannot say, oh, not doing this. And if I let anything get in my way, especially my mind, and I come out of the position, I'm going to hurt people that are trusting me, and I'm going to get hurt. I took so much from that about this moving forward work I'm teaching you now. What a great way to really get it. The impact it had on me. I think of that every time I'm going to make a decision now. Then I own it 100%, visualize it, and execute it 100% as if there is no turning back and no stopping mid-air. You've got to do it at 100%. If you come in and out of it, it's damaging. It's damaging to you. It's damaging to the other people involved. It's damaging to the energy that has rushed in to support you. What if you went into everything you did in that way without all the push-pull energy, the in, then out energy, the stopping and starting energy? I really want you to think about the commitment. And if commitment is an issue for you, if it feels scary, if you can't hold it for a long period of time, commit for an hour, commit for 24 hours. Just start committing and stick with it. This is a whole topic for another day, but once you're in this stance, decisions become easier. Now is the time to start. Wherever you are, whatever your life and world are about right now, you will know what your next steps are. Synchronicities will begin to occur if you open up to them. Someone, something will show up and open you up and positively charge you. And you will have the opportunity to step into it. Take a breath. Thank you so much for being here with me today. This is such an important and powerful teaching I was led to share with you today. My workingforspiritpodcast.com has all the resources for you. And I want to give you two more resources. The first one is free. It is my book that I first wrote, my very first book, and now I've made it available to you for free. If you go to michellebarr.com/book, michellebarr.com/book. The second is my new book. It's a 365-day book that gives you one short lesson every day. soulteachbook.com. That takes you right to Amazon, soulteachbook.com. The book is called Soul Teach, #SoulTeach, your guide to manifesting what you need, want, and desire. These are ways for you to start pouring into you what you need for your own life, for your own business, for your own sacred success. And remember the 21-day free email sequence for you. Move forward in any area of your life at intuitivesuccesscoach.com. Thank you so much. This is Michelle Barr. I'm so glad you were here with me, and I can't wait to come back for more of my Working for Spirit podcast, Find Your Freedom series.